Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lane Bajardi, and here are today's top local stories. Now an update on a string of horrific broad daylight gun violence in the city. Now a teenage girl has been shot dead in Brooklyn. The story from 1010 Winds reporter Samantha Liebman in Crown Heights this morning.
Good morning, Lane. The 17-year-old just gathering with friends on the stoop of 1225 Eastern Parkway just before 6:30 last night when the gunfire started.
I heard, the shot, three or four shots, plan. When I look in the window, I see the little girl on the floor at the next building.
Walter Gonzalez was in his apartment in the building when it happened. Police say around five shots fired into the group. The girl shot in the face, taken to Brookdale Hospital where she died. As a parent, Gonzalez shaken.
It's crazy, young kids, young girl, It's crazy right now. My wife is crying too, Everybody cries.
This latest incident continuing the violence with innocent victims in the crossfire. On Tuesday, at least two shootings, one in Harlem and one in Queens, where bystanders were also hit. Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds, live in Crown Heights.
Also in Brooklyn last night, two men shot just before 10:30 in Brownsville. Police tell us a 52-year-old was hit in the torso and buttocks, a 60-year-old shot in the stomach. They were outside 186 Riverdale Avenue between Bristol and Chester when they were hit. Both are known to police and have been uncooperative with the investigation so far. The injuries are not believed to be life-threatening. Aaron Judge is one swing away from having the American League home run record all to himself.
2-3-step leadoff first, and the payoff. There goes the deep left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Number 61. He ties Roger Maris for the American League single-season record. With 61 home runs, it's a two-run Judgian blast. Here comes the Judge.
WFAN's John Sterling with a call last night in Toronto, delighting fans all over the city, as we hear from Glenn Schuck this morning.
So check this out. 61 years after Roger Maris hit number 61 in 1961, number 99 ties number 9 for the American League record. Fans like James were glued to the TV.
On a scale of 1 to 10, this is a 10 with exclamation marks. Big deal.
So how many more does he think, or does he want, Judge to hit?
All we need is one more. No, I won't be satisfied, but I accept one more.
How many would you like?
4, 5, 6, 7.
Judge tries to set the new record with 7 games left in the regular season, 3 here against the Orioles in the Bronx this weekend. And the Yanks finish off their season with 4 games in Texas. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds here at Yankee Stadium.
By the way, Judge's 61st home run ball was nearly caught by a guy named Frankie Lasagna, a Toronto restaurant owner who bought the front row ticket with the intent to catch a home run ball, but it was just short, and it bounced into the bullpen below. The ball was returned to Judge, who gave it to his mom. Two men arrested in connection with an armed robbery at a Brooklyn church service. They got away with over $1 million in jewelry, worn by the pastor and his wife, who said they were briefly under suspicion.
Bishop Lamar Whitehead, known for his expensive ornaments, says the arrest should end speculation that he was somehow involved in the crime.
It has destroyed my life. This was turned around from me being a victim to a villain.
Two 24-year-old Brooklyn men, Juwan Anderson and Saquon Pollock, were in federal court charged with a robbery. Anderson was released on $50,000 bond. A third suspect is at large. Chief of Detectives James Essex says Bishop Whitehead was targeted.
The pastor live streams. He has high-end jewelry and robbery, so we suspect it's that.
To which the bishop says,
I should be able to wear what I want to wear.
Roger Stern, 1010 Winds at Brooklyn Federal Court.
New York State Health Department officials have declared polio an imminent threat to public health on top of the previous disaster declaration. The virus that causes polio has been found in wastewater in the 5 boroughs and surrounding communities following rare polio cases recorded in Rockland County. Most people have nothing to worry about as they're vaccinated and protected from the most severe outcomes from polio exposure. But children and adults in under-immunized communities in New York are threatened by the spread. Andrew Cuomo wants back in your life, the former governor announcing he is going to host a weekly podcast.
Now, this forum will be different. My intention is to speak the full truth, unvarnished, from the inside out, frank and candid. As a person who's been in the room many times for many years and knows these people and knows their games.
Cuomo also plans to launch a political action committee and a gun safety initiative. He resigned in disgrace, you'll recall, as the legislature prepared to impeach him after an attorney general's investigation found he sexually harassed subordinates. Deborah Katz, an attorney for one of those subordinates, former aide and accuser Charlotte Bennett, said of Cuomo's podcast plan, quote, "I think the world would be a better place if he just stayed at home and worked on his motorcycle."
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.